Yeah. Tom, something wrong? I hate to see the engineer out of his cave there, you know. Means something's wrong, usually. Don't pull any cords or anything. I'm on life support here.
Well, the president breaks his silence on the presidential race.
One of those three has a good chance of winning.
And goes on to defend his C in economics at Yale.
We're in a rough patch right now. We had a pretty good run, and our housing market went soft.
Well, President Bush. Oh, you know, I'm going to miss him. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm going to miss him. He's not just the decider, he's the analyzer. And I will miss those analyses.
Yes, seizes.
Yeah. In the news, still no Pennsylvania primary. There may not be a Pennsylvania primary, is what I'm thinking. It should have happened by now, shouldn't it?
Should.
Still quite a scrapple out there, though. In Pennsylvania,
right.
Scrapple. Using every part of the hog, they do. Hillary and Barack going at it so often, you'd swear there was something going on between them. And it makes the making up that much better, you know. Well, the latest, Hillary says if Obama gets in the White House, it'll be drinking a 40-ounce and a long tea in a hammock in the Rose Garden. That's what she said. I'm not saying this. Cold 45 probably
yeah.
Is what she's thinking. Maybe Clyde should be president. Elton John, the spangled moth to Hillary's flame, says Candle in the Wind was actually written for Hillary. Meanwhile, Bruce Springsteen endorses Obama. It's the kiss of death, as you know. He induced it. Remember,
yeah.
He induced John Kerry.
John Kerry.
He induced him, actually. Where are we here? Yeah. Okay. Barack refuses to say if he celebrates 420. Back in school, probably he did, it, I think. Is
I
what
think
I,
so.
You
know?
Yeah. 75-year-old John Murtha says McCain too old to be president, but can he play pinochle? As they're looking for another hand, basically. Pope defects to Fifth Avenue while in New York. That's where the flock is, of course. Kenneth Cole, Gucci, Prada, Louis Vuitton.
Yes, you got it.
Eloise at the Plaza. They're all there. And he says, we're too secular. I don't get it. At Yankee Stadium, the Pope exercises the Red Sox jersey burial site. And sure enough, Manny Ramirez disappears. Page three, the audience with George W., with the Pope, despite the president's mugging, a genuflection, which I thought was inappropriate. At least he didn't use his nickname for the pontiff, Pope Prada. And the angels want to wear his red shoes, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope says the church will do everything it can to stop pedophilia, short of letting the priests have access to women. You got to draw the line somewhere. But I would just say, you want to stop sexual activity, marriage. In non-papal news, police raid polygamous compound, discover 400 Hoosiers. You know, who's your daddy? Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. Mainstream Mormons, embarrassed by this whole thing, actually say one wife's too many. That's the mainstream. Quite a few have multiple divorces, though. That's polygamist hearing finds one client with 400 lawyers, and that's not right.
Texas style.
There's something wrong with that, Jim.
Yep.
That happens. 16-year-old girl at the center of the polygamy case will only say, whatever. That's not how they say it. Whatever. How do they? My daughters do it perfectly. I can't get it. Federal agents raid poultry plant, find 400 hens at the service of one rooster. Or is it the other way around? I'm always. And that's not right either. Olympic torch makes it through Pakistan and India all right. It's currently torching huts in Tibet. The only real setback on the torch trip was a momentary snuff in a San Francisco bathhouse. I don't know the details. Dick Cheney won't testify in the trial of a man accused of calling him by his first name. Israel to close the Gaza for a Passover. Give Jimmy Carter a chance to go to the Hamas Seder. Carter never stops, of course, trying to make up for his presidency. And you got to appreciate that about him. A lot of them don't bother to try and make up for it. You know, Carter,
walk away.
Yeah, Carter does. French President Sarkozy says she's a bit of a disappointment after all, but comme ci, comme ça. He did get Russia's president looking for a new Putin, though. The new Mrs. Putin. Excuse me. The gymnast, did you see her?
Oh, yeah.
Check that out, did you, on the web? Yeah, you have to. You have to. You want to stay abreast of the news, you have to check these things. The gymnast. President Bush says the economy is in a rough patch on the lip of an abyss. It was the full quote, actually. We didn't use it. It's kind of like the eighth hole at Pebble Beach, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough patch, Pacific Ocean. Aging Jackie Chan and Jet Li to finally meet in a getting out of your chair smackdown. Heavy drinkers and smokers said to get Alzheimer's first, but at least they have something to do with their hands. Rob Lowe's nanny should have suspected when he didn't have any children. Earthquake in Illinois as Oprah gives it all away. Okay. Supreme Court okays a lethal injection, but only by prescription. And I'd get a second opinion, frankly. Ashley slightly more pregnant than engaged. Jamie Lynn continues a Nickelodeon show through careful placement of locker doors, backpacks, and bowls of Skittles. Despite the loss of Brett Favre, Packers still get three Monday night broadcasts, only they're listed under reality shows. The recreated Neanderthal voice sounds strangely familiar. I'm saying to me, not to you necessarily. The Cubs dig up Addison looking for White Sox gear. Meanwhile, the Yankees went back in looking for the pants. Found the shirt, there must be pants, you know. Yeah. It occurred to them, you know. Small bad airlines to merge into one large super bad airline. And you'll be able to fly the only skies, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. We'll have you out of here in just a few minutes.